Kelly Bonner, and welcome to QueenCast, the show where we interview badass queens about body image, business, and beyond. Hello, hello. Welcome back to QueenCast. Today, we are talking about the behind the scenes of influencing and how much money do influencers make and what goes into a sponsored post. First of all, I just want to start off by saying I hate the term influencer with a burning passion, and I avoid it at all costs and have tried to think for a long time now what would be a better term. But honestly, the only other thing that comes to mind is blogger, and I'm not really a blogger. An Instagrammer just sounds like kind of cheesy, so I guess influencer it is. I might as well just give in like I did with the whipped coffee trend and the TikTok trend. All right, so the reason for this episode is really inspired by my Instagram posts probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. And really the reason behind that was I just feel like not a lot of people know what it's like. No one really knows what goes into a sponsored post, how much money influencers make, what a day in the life really looks like. And I kind of wanted to pull the curtain back and expose it. So here we are. And we live in a pretty weird ass society. I mean, if you think about it, America is all about making money and grinding and being successful. And yet money is such a taboo topic for so many of us. You know, it's super weird if you go up to your friend and you say, how much money do you make? I remember when I was little, like asking that one time and my parents got super mad at me and they were like, you can't ask people how much money they make. And I was like, why? And I just think it's super weird that we can't talk about money, because money is freedom. Money is power. Money controls so many things in our world. And it's just weird not to talk about it. Same thing with sex. I don't know why we don't talk about sex more, but that's a whole nother topic. And my intention behind talking about this is really just to be 100% transparent with you guys, show you the opportunity available to make money online, especially now when job security is complete shit. And I just feel like knowledge is power, and it's just really important to know your worth. And, you know, maybe I have 50,000 followers online and you have 5,000, but knowing how much I make is still really useful for you, you know, just to be able to see what the opportunity is, and also, you know, knowing how much you can charge as a micro influencer. And even if you're never looking to become an influencer, that's totally fine, sis. I get it. It's not for everyone, trust me. But I think knowing these numbers and just starting the conversation around money and starting to share my salary and just share more information about making money online will be helpful regardless. Okay, so let's get to the numbers, shall we? So I surveyed my friends, lots of whom have, you know, followings in food, in fitness, in fashion, and basically just asked them, how much do you charge for a sponsored post? Now, before I get into the numbers, I do want to preface by saying that brands look for more than just your followers. So it's also engagement. It's also how many other sponsored posts you're doing on a weekly or monthly basis. Because as a brand, you don't want to work with someone who's literally cranking out the sponsored content, right? Like, you kind of, it's almost like dating. Like, you don't want to date someone who's also dating 500 other girls. Like, you kind of want to be their only slam piece. And then with engagement, it's also important, you know, to get engagement on your posts. It's, you know, one thing obviously to have 100,000 followers, but if you only get 2 comments on a post with 100,000 followers, something is wrong there. Either you haven't cultivated a community who trusts you, or you've bought your followers. So a lot of them are just bots and stuff. So that said, I'm going to share the numbers, but I'm going to also share the number of followers they have. But just know and keep in mind what I mentioned earlier, that, you know, followers aren't everything. So here we go. So me, I have 50,000 followers. I primarily talk about food, lifestyle, and I charge anywhere between $1,250 and $1,500 per feed post. One of my girlfriends has a wellness blog. Or Instagram, she has 8,000 followers and she charges $400 per post. Another one of my girlfriends is in fashion. She has 220,000 followers. She charges $4,300 per post. One of my other friends is in fashion. She has 1.2 million followers. She charges $10,000 a post. So again, I'm sharing these numbers with you guys not to flaunt how much I'm making, because honestly, I'm not even making that much. I made way more when I worked in tech, but really just to show you guys that money isn't this taboo topic, and we can talk about how much we're making, and we actually, you know, by being open about it, we can inspire other women who may be undercharging for their services. I know when I posted this on Instagram, I got flooded in the DMs, flooded in the comments with women saying, wow, you know, thank you so much for sharing this because I was severely undercharging and clearly I didn't know my worth. You know, because when you're putting out content online, I think there's this misconception that it's as easy as snapping a pic, posting it, maybe throwing a couple hashtags on it, nice little Valencia filter, and you're good to go. No. It is very involved. So moving into my next topic of sponsored content, what does it entail? How does it work? Let me get into it for you. So typically when I'm working with brands, they will approach me, but not always. Sometimes I'll reach out, really depends on the product, really depends how much I want to work with the brand. And it really has to be a good fit. You know, if a detox tea comes to me and wants to work together, I'm pretty much going to shut them down right off the bat. Also, you know, same thing with ingredients. If there's a product, I personally am gluten-free, dairy-free. If there's a product that's, you know, a gluten-filled bagel with dairy cream cheese and it looks fucking delicious, but I personally wouldn't eat it, I'm probably not going to work with them either. So let's say there's a product, it's a fit, I love it. I'm obsessed with the taste, obsessed with the ingredients, love the mission behind the brand, and I want to work together. I reach out or they reach out, either one, we come to an agreement on what the campaign is going to look like. So typically a brand will come to me and they'll say, hey, we love what you're doing on Instagram. We really want you to partner up with us and do one feed post and three story frames. And at this point, I'll say, cool, thanks for reaching out. Love your product, love your brand. Here are my rates. Then I'll share what I mentioned before. I charge $1,250 to $1,500 a post. So the range is really just there for me personally, because if it's a massive brand, you know, who clearly they're working with like a PR agency or something, and they really do have the marketing budget, I can tell, I'll charge on the higher side. If it's a smaller brand that really is like a mom and pop, you know, small brand that doesn't really have a marketing budget, but I love their product and I want to support them, I'll go for the lower rate. So like anything in business, you really just have to be flexible, you know, read the situation and make it a win-win for both parties. So once I share my rates, the brand agrees to it. We usually will decide on a messaging or a focus point for the campaign. And typically this is predetermined by the brand, but a lot of times depending on the brand that you work with and how open they are to working with influencers, sometimes we'll work together to come to a consensus on what we both want the messaging to look like. And this is really an important step in the process, because I have worked with so many brands who really just wanted me to be like a talking head. And they came to me with exactly what they wanted me to say, exactly the messaging, even like down to the wording. And they just weren't really receptive to my voice and the way that my community expected me to talk to them. And as a creator, that's really frustrating, because you know what your audience resonates with. Like for me, you know, when I tell you guys about body image stuff, or I'm just like really real, I know I tend to cuss a lot, but it's just me sharing so authentically from the heart. And I have worked with a couple brands who don't really understand my style, I think. And so they try to put words in my mouth that I would just never say. So that part is really tough, because at this point you've been, you know, you've already made headway with the brand. You're really excited to work together. And then when it starts to feel like they're just using you to be almost like this talking head for like an ad script, then it starts to feel a little disingenuous. So my advice here, if you are, you know, wanting to work with brands, is really just to know your audience and push back. Always push back, know your worth, and communicate to the brand that your audience really trusts you and knows the way that you talk to them and resonates with the way that you share certain information with them. So if the brand is smart, they'll trust you, because at the end of the day, both parties just want a high ROI, return on investment, and they want it to be a successful campaign. I've worked with incredible brands that literally will send me product after we've, you know, signed contracts, decided on a campaign, and they literally just say, you know, here are a couple talking points, but it's like more of a broad idea rather than like, this is exactly what you need to say. Here are a couple talking points. Here's our product. Be creative, do what you do best, and just share with your audience in the way that you know will resonate most with them. And I just think that is the best way to approach it. From if you're a brand right now listening to this, or you're working for a food company, or any company really, I really think that's the best way to go about it. And if you're an influencer or an aspiring influencer, just really knowing who you are and knowing what resonates with your audience, and then communicating that to the brand in the best way you can. Okay, so back to what I was saying. So we decide on the messaging, and then the brand will have me start to shoot some content. So they'll typically give me some deadlines, and these deadlines are just in place for the first round of content. So typically, I'll shoot some photos, create the caption, and I'll send it over to the brand for their approval. So this is the part that I think a lot of people don't quite anticipate or understand, is that after I shoot content, it actually needs to be approved by the brand before I can post anything. So yes, it's frustrating. Yes, it's time consuming. Yes, it's the least enjoyable part of my job for sure. But it is important, because at the end of the day, this brand is paying me to share about their product. And if I'm doing that in the wrong way, or I'm spreading misinformation, then it really does fall on the brand. And so I take it as my responsibility to really shoot content that the brand loves, and it's a win-win for both people. And if a brand is to make changes to my content or my caption, it's usually very minor details. It's probably, you know, fixing a typo or updating a certain piece of information that they really want me to include. Very, very rarely do brands ask me to reshoot the actual photo. I have definitely had that happen. And most of the time it's written into the contract where you have to reshoot if the brand requests it. And if it's not in the contract, then obviously you don't have to do that. But typically it's upfront, you know that it's just part of the job, is if they don't like the content you shoot, then you know you have to reshoot it. Again, it's very rare that that happens. And I think if you're a creator who really has their own style and the brand comes to you because they love your style, they're probably going to like the content that you create for them. But at the same time, it's a job and you really want to go above and beyond to deliver. It's a client, you know, client focused job. So think of them as your client and you really want to impress them. Okay, now the fun part. After the brand has approved your content, you can post it to your Instagram and start to engage with your audience. I love this because a lot of times I feel like creators will push out content and post sponsored content, and they don't engage with it the way that they would a piece of organic content or non-sponsored content. And I think that's the biggest mistake you can make, because I mean, at the end of the day, you want your sponsored content to perform the same, if not better, than your original content, because you want to work with these brands again. You want to create these long-lasting relationships. And so it's really just not in your best interest to post something and then disappear. So I always post my content, engage with the people who are commenting on it. I think it's the nature of the algorithm, or just sponsored content in general, that, you know, usually you'll get slightly less engagement than you would a original or organic piece of content. But that said, I think there are still lots of people who follow you and in your audience that will still engage with your content, especially if you put the time in to creating a really good piece of sponsored content. Okay, wow, I just said the word content like 500 times. Forgive me. All right, last step. So you've posted your content, you've engaged with your community, and now it's time to send insights to the brand. What this means is 24 hours after you post, you're going to click on your insights tab on your stories or your feed post, and you're going to screenshot those numbers and send them to the brand. You know, not every brand will ask for this, but honestly, if they're smart, they will, because they want to see the ROI, see the results of the campaign, and then determine whether or not I was successful. Okay, so to sum everything up, so far I've talked about how much money I make, how much similar accounts in my space and similar industries make, and also the behind the scenes of what a sponsored post really looks like. Hopefully this was helpful for you guys. If you have any feedback or any questions, shoot me a DM at AvoQueen. And yeah, I mean, if you guys are thinking of becoming an influencer, or you're just really interested in the whole influencer space, again, God, hate that word. I kind of like content creator. I feel like that's a create, you know, I'm creating content. That's what I'm doing. That's kind of nice. Just feels less like douchey than influencer. Like, who am I influencing? I guess, whatever. Lastly, it would mean the world to me if you left a review on Queencast. We pick one winner every week to win some free granola butter, so it's really a win-win. I love you guys. Thank you so, so much for taking the time to listen to this, and I hope it was helpful for you, and I will see you next week.